A guy and his wife took his iPhone to one of those fix-it places. So, like, the one time I had to bring my phone to a fix-it place because I dunked it in the ocean.
I remember, yeah.
So, this guy brings his phone to the fix-it place, gives it to the guy. His wife is with him. And he said, my phone is broken. Can you fix it? And the guy said, yeah, give me a few hours.
Okay.
So, the guy goes back. He opens up the phone. And somehow, the guy put a note on the bottom of the phone.
Okay. The guy whose phone it is?
Yes.
So put a note on the bottom of the phone to the fix-it guy.
To the fix-it guy. So he kind of snuck the note on the bottom of the phone when he gave it to the guy.
Like, here's my phone. Underneath this is a note. So he passed him a note, basically.
Right. And it says, okay. The note says, please tell my wife this phone is unfixable.
Why?
She wants to check the call history.
Oh.
Here's $100 bill. It's all yours. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
So, the guy made a TikTok video, the repairman, and he's asking people, what should he do?
Fix the phone and give the money back.
And tell the wife?
No, it's nothing to do with the wife. That's not his business. It's his job to fix the phone. This phone is fixable. Here's your money back. Here's your fixed phone. And repair your marriage. And you know what? Slip back a note of a marriage counselor. Here's your phone. It's fixed. And here's the number of a good marriage counselor. Goodbye. It's not the repair guy's job to fix a guy's marriage. You shouldn't have brought the phone in to begin with. Just don't bring in the phone. Like, don't put me in the middle of your relationship. I'm sorry. It's not my job to figure out your relationship.
Mike makes a good point. He says, keep the 100 and respect the bro code. I agree.
You say respect the bro code?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, guys have to rely on each other. It's not his place to break up this marriage. He's doing what the customer asked. And
no, it's
the customer paid for.
The repair guy's not breaking up the marriage. The husband is. You know, that's almost like the same thing that if I see that a friend of mine's husband is cheating, if I go into a bar and my friend's husband is there with another woman and they're making out, I'm not going to tell her. Their relationship is not my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's their problem, not mine. I would let the husband know that I saw him. Hi, how you doing, Dave? Nice to see you. I see you're not with Tammy tonight. And then just go home. It is not my business. It's my business to fix the phone. That's my job. I'm here to fix the phone. Go find somebody else who wants to help you do your dirty work. No, there's no bro code. I'll tell you why there's no bro code. Because as soon as you break up with a hot woman, your friend is asking her out. Okay?
No, that's
so don't
the bro
tell me
code.
About bro code. There
no,
is no bro code.
That's the bro code. You can't go out with a friend's ex. You can't
oh,
do
yeah?
that.
Oh, yeah? You want to see my resume of men I've dated and where I've met them? Do you know how many of my ex's friends I've dated? There's no bro code, I'm telling you. A hot woman could break up a bro code in 2 seconds. So don't give me bro code.
Yeah, I don't see. I want to live in a world where I respect the bro code. And if a guy is asking me to take one for the team and he's giving me money to do a little white lie for him, I'm going to respect that.
I don't respect you as a phone fixer guy. Like, it's your job to fix the phone. It's not your job to fix the marriage.
No.
Sorry, not your job.
It's my job to do what the customer wants.
Oh, okay. So if the customer said, here's my phone, fix it. But when you return it, can you also get me a pizza? I'm hungry. I'm going to be waiting over here. Go also order me a pizza.
If he slips me $100 beer. If he slips me money and says, give me a pizza, yeah, I'm going to get him a pizza. He's the customer.
What are you, his personal assistant? No, you're there to fix the phone. Order your own damn pizza.
No, I'm gonna back this guy up. I'm sorry. I still want to live in a world where there is a bro code and we live by it.
It's not going to make a difference because she's going to catch him some other way. It's inevitable. If he's so stupid that she already knows there's other numbers on his phone, then he's terrible at this. I've had friends. I have a very good friend who for many years was having an affair. And I was like, how did your wife never find out? And the wife never found out. Like, they ended up getting divorced anyway for other reasons. He had already broken up with the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a whole list of rules of things that he did and didn't do. You know, like, for example, like, Don't ever shower at a hotel room unless you're using your own same soap, so you smell like yourself. Like, don't come home smelling different, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So he had all these rules that he followed. And one of his main rules was don't get other people involved. Because the minute there's another person that knows, that's somebody that could blow up your game.
He had rules like Zombieland.
He did.
Double
hey,
tap.
And it worked. I'm telling you, he had an affair for like 4 years.
Because he lived by the Zombieland rules.
That's right. He did.